Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to suffer well. Suffer well. That's what the devotional series we read from is about. And today specifically is a message that I continue to give you and read to you from this devotional series. And it's really all the same message, just given to you in different words. It's the same message with the same scriptures over and over again. And if you've been listening to this program, you'll realize that there's no difference in the message. There's no difference in the scriptures. There's scriptures of future and future of hope. There's scripture of faith. There's scripture of repentance. These words are directly from our wonderful Creator to us. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to read the devotional, and then I'm going to give a little teaching on it, and I want everyone to get it and understand. And I will preach this and give this message every different way I have to until people's eyes are opened up, until their hearts are opened up. And I'm not just talking about the non-believers of the world. I'm talking about the so-called believers or the make-believers. Every single person has the opportunity to experience the blessings and the joy of a wonderful Creator. But we must be willing to take action and do something and not just sit around and wait for it to happen. And that's not going on. There's a big problem today where people that don't even claim to know our wonderful Messiah are more at peace with their lives and their situations than people that do claim to know Him. And we need to set the record straight. If you claim to know Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, you should have nothing but complete peace and harmony in your life. That's the bottom line. And if you don't, something is missing. Something is wrong, because He is not somebody who lies. He's somebody who doesn't break His promise. And He said, I will give you peace. Peace. So let's read the devotional now. And the title is Mere Men. And it says, what is it with mortals? Yes, I mean you. This question is not an exercise in futility or for my amusement. I ask questions because I seek answers. Men are but a mere breath, mortals, illusions, that if placed on a scale altogether would weigh less than air. How does this make you feel? How might this fact affect you in your actions? Ponder this, my child. Scrutinize my words. Men are but a mere breath. Am I not a rewarder of those who diligently seek me? Hebrews 11:6. Won't I reward all deeds, but good and both good and bad? I see everything, and I reckon all things, beginning with your thoughts. Remember, mindsets perceive actions. And I want to take a look at Hebrews 11:6, and it says, and it is impossible to please Yahweh without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that Yahweh exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. Who sincerely seek Him. We continue reading, and it says, the complexion, my child, is that you simply don't believe my words. This is the crux of your pain. Your discomfort and your dis-ease are fruits of unbelief. Your choice of unbelief. The irony is that so many of your choices require effort to not trust me. They encompass decisions, yes, decisions which are riddled with fear and pride, all because you choose not to trust me. You expend more effort into not believe when all I require is faith. The battle is in your mind, to be or not to be, and that this is about me. Simply faith, this will answer every question, solve every mystery, conquer every fear, and open new revelation. Repent. Without faith, it is impossible to place me. Without faith, it is impossible to please me, as Hebrews 11:6 says. Has not my son set the stage for direct line of communication between us? Listen to me. My long suffering allows me to continue My long-suffering allows you to continue in unbelief. Yet my love empowers change. Repent of your unbelief and step over. What other creation of mine has the opportunity to change your existence? Mortal, only you can become immortal. I give you the chance to be eternal. Repent of your unbelief. Take me at my word. It is not simply that you can bet your life on it. It's that you must. So as we look at that, I want to discuss this morning with you all, or this day with you all, depending where you're listening from, faith and hope. Is there a difference between faith and hope? For me personally, I say faithful sounds so nice and hope sounds so unsure. But in essence, it's all the same. And we have to have faith and hope with confidence that the words of our Creator are true. And we get that through seeing the actual physical revelation of what actually happened to sustain our faith that what will happen. And in the scripture, in the dictionary here, it says, faith and hope are defined in a dictionary as follows. Faith is confidence or trust in a person or thing, or a belief not based on proof. And hope is an optimistic attitude of mind based on an expectation or desire. Faith says it's so now, and hope says it in the future. It could be and it could happen. And people ask, are faith and hope the same thing? On these grounds, faith is the result of the current belief system as shaped by experience, whereas hope is a product of desiring a future state of affairs. As while the two are intimately connected, the best expression of relationship between faith and hope, one cannot have hope without faith. As we think about these things, we ask now, what comes first, faith or hope? And it says, faith is based on hope. No hope, no faith. For example, hope in a future life, that it might be so. In an article of faith, hope always comes first. And we look at what the scriptures say about these two very things and how they intertwine. It says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is the assurance of all things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Romans 15, 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that by the power of the set apart spirit, you may abound in hope. And as we read Hebrews 11, 1, and we think about that, and we think about the hope and faith we need to have, we think about what the scriptures say about the faith and the hope, and we think about our belief system, faith and hope and belief. Do you believe that the words of our Creator or the Bible are the words of our Creator? You either do or you don't. Do you believe that the Bible is the word of our Creator? You do or you don't. Now, if you believe in that, you have to have faith and hope in everything it says. And the problem is most people today aren't even reading the words of our Creator, let alone believing in it. It doesn't matter if you believe in it, if you don't read it and don't know what it says. If you believe it, you want to read it. And if you read it and you know it's to be true, you're going to have a faith and a hope that nothing's going to be able to bring you down. Nothing. Remember in Hebrews 11, 1, now the faith is confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. What we do not see. And here's the beautiful thing, and this is what people don't understand. Scripture teaches us that faith is a wonderful gift from Yahweh. It is not of ourselves. If it was of ourselves, it would be something that we have to work to get. It's not of ourselves. Faith is a wonderful gift. And he didn't just hand us this gift out of the blue, out of nothing. He's built this up in us. He showed us why we should be faithful. He's taught us, and he's given us his holy word about what would happen in the future. So our hope is sustained on our faith, which is a gift from our Creator who desired to bless us. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves. It is a gift, not by works. So no one can boast. He's given us this gift of faith. How many of you are going to use it? How many of you are going to use it, or how many of you are going to ignore it? Second Peter 1 verse 1 says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, to those who have received a faith, the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of our Elohim and our Savior, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And Philippians 1:29 says, For to you it has been granted for Yeshua's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. And you cannot do this with faith. And faith can only come as a gift to us by the grace of Yahweh. So that means every single one of you has an opportunity to live in faith. We all have that opportunity. Some people say, well, I'm just not as faithful as you. Well, you've not accepted the gift. That's it. Without Yeshua, I had no faith before a man came and rose again. I certainly didn't have faith in believing what the scripture says or anything like that. As a matter of fact, I would have considered myself at one point in my life an atheist. Until I learned it wasn't a story or a fiction story that a man came and died and rose again. And hundreds of people saw that. Hundreds of people saw that. And when Yeshua rose again, I mean, it's an amazing enough that a man would die for us. It's amazing enough that the Bible's filled with scriptures of the Red Sea parting, of Noah's Ark, and all these amazing stories which they found to be true. Every artificial thing that they found or every place that they found is found to be true today. They even found Noah's Ark. All these stories are true and everything else, and that makes a man enough to believe. But even then, because of our disbelief, it's hard to believe. It's right there. There's Noah's Ark. There's Egyptian slave soldiers' weapons at the bottom of the part where the Red Sea split. It's right there. There's the proof. Well, I still disbelieve. Until a man died and rose again and people saw him. And that did it for me. That's all I needed to be. Because people can plant things and people can make things up and even history can be thwarted. But when somebody dies and raises again, that did it for me. That gave me the hope and the faith. And that's what comes with Yeshua, our Messiah, the hope and the faith. And we look at it and we read it. And because of the grace of Yahweh, we have this faith that he would show us and reveal to us, would reveal to us Yeshua. He didn't just talk about it. He showed it to us. He showed it to us. And somebody will say to me, well, how do you know that's really true? How do you know that really happened? I didn't see it, and I have to see it to believe it. And I say, do you believe Abraham Lincoln was the president of the United States? Have you ever met him? Have you ever seen him? Have you seen pictures of him? Have you seen videos of him? Well, then why do you believe it? It's called history. History. And I'm telling you today about history. If you break that word down, it means his story. And this is a story about a man that died and rose again. And that's why I have faith. And that's why I have hope. And that's why I believe. And nothing else will bring me to that belief. Other than knowing a man died and rose again and hundreds of people saw him, physically saw him. It wasn't in a spiritual sense. They physically saw him, physically touched him. He was there. And he's coming back again. That's my faith and my hope. And that's what we have to believe and understand. And that's the difference. Those of you that say you believe in the words of our Creator, but you walk around in disbelief without having faith and hope, you don't really believe in our Creator. As our Creator says, if you believe in me, you will have no, you will have nothing. All the only thing you will have in your life is peace. You will have no fear of man. You will have no worries. You will have peace. My peace shall be upon you. Even in your hard times, you'll have that peace. And we think about the hope of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and the peace that he gives us. And I know many of you are going through some challenges right now. But the peace that Yeshua brings upon us. You know, it was just a couple of weeks ago, you know, I had a cavity that wasn't even bothering me. I didn't even know it was there. And I went to the dentist for a cleaning and they said, you got a cavity. It's pretty deep. They said, you get it filled in the next 2 weeks. I was there the next day because I want to take care of myself. So the next day I got it filled. I had no pain whatsoever, ever from that tooth. All of a sudden I got it filled and now I had pain. It was bothering me. I couldn't chew on that side of my... And for about 2 weeks, I had pain. I went back to the dentist not once, but twice. And I had pain. But every single day, I prayed to my Creator. and I had the faith and hope that he would make it fine and he would make it better. And guess what? 2 weeks later, it's fine and it's better. It's fine, it's better. I once hurt my knee, and it was such a problem because I couldn't sleep at night because every time I would turn into bed, my knee would hurt. And just for one little split second, I could say, my life is over, because if you can't sleep, how could you live? And you get all these thoughts of, this is terrible, do I need surgery, blah, blah. But no, you get the faith and the hope knowing everything's going to be fine. And I remember right after I prayed, somebody came to me and they said, you know what, that knee is going to be so fine, you're not even going to know which knee hurt you one day. And within a couple of weeks, it was better. One time I hurt my shoulder, I couldn't even put on a jacket without hurting myself, my shoulder hurt. And somebody came up to me and said, you know what, that's bursitis. You know, within a certain amount of time, that's going to completely go away. You're going to be fine. The faith and the hope and belief. That's what it is. Are you going to live in disbelief, or are you going to trust and have faith and hope that our Creator says he heals all things of those who believe in him? Of those who believe in him. He says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. And when I see people that don't even claim to know Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and living in peace, and then I see people that claim to know him not living in peace, I say something is just off here. Something is not right. Something's not right. And I see, how could people have a peace that don't know Yeshua? And it's only a certain peace that lasts for only a certain amount of time. It only lasts for a certain amount of time. But the hope in Yeshua lasts till the end of time. It lasts forever. Nothing takes that away. Nothing takes that away. And sometimes I can mess up my words and speak something negatively, but think positively. And I have people that are blessed in my life to say, no, don't say if, say when. And teach me that what we speak has a lot to say with our outcomes and speaking these things. You know, and it says in the scriptures, you know, about our hope and our faith in Yeshua. Romans 1:16-17 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of Yahweh that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Colossians 2:14 says that Yeshua came to cancel the record of debt against us. And he set apart the sinful nature in his death. And 1 Corinthians 15 says, now I make known to you, brother, that the gospel is preached to you, which is also you received, in which you stand, by which you are saved, if you hold fast to the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain, for I delivered you as the first importance of what I also received, that Yeshua died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to scriptures. And Mark 1:15 says, the time has come, the kingdom of Yahweh has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Repent and believe in the good news. And a lot of times on these broadcasts, I talk about doing the works and making the works happen and getting them done. And it's possible because we believe and we have faith in knowing. It's the greatest investment we could make, is to believe in the scriptures and follow through with it. Hebrews, as we read, 11:6 says, in faith, it is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please our Creator. Anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that his reward to those who earnestly seek him. And I would submit to you that those of you that are claiming to be believers, that are living a life with no joy in it, have a disbelief that goes beyond your so-called belief in Yeshua. And we must take that away and give that to the enemy, because that's where it comes from. And we must believe in him completely. This wonderful gift he's given us. James 1:6-7 says, but he must ask in faith without doubting. For I am the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea driving and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from Yahweh. And I ask you today, in your hardships, in your troubles, in the things you got to get done today, are you a person of faith and hope in Yeshua? Or are you living with doubt and fear in your life of what will happen? Or are you just looking forward to what's going to happen? That's what we need to think about. We continue to read in Hebrews, and it says, by faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of Yahweh, rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Yeshua as a greater value of the treasure, because he was looking ahead to this his reward. As Job said, I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. His words are more important than my life. Job believed in the words of Scripture being inspired by holy men, that he believed that these set-apart words were true, and his faith was even more important than his life. And we look at Hebrews, we look at Noah, and it says, by faith Noah, when warned about the things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became a hire of the righteousness that is kept with faith, that is in keeping with faith. And then we look in Hebrews 11, by faith Abraham obeyed Yahweh and called him to leave his home and go to another land that Yahweh would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And we look at him, Abraham, by faith, Yahweh tested him and offered Isaac as a sacrifice. But he still, by faith, could experience the great gift that Yahweh has given him in his hope of a future. It's a beautiful thing that so many people are missing today. We wouldn't be running around the streets today, going crazy, seeking a justice for man, if we had faith and belief and hope in our Creator Yahweh. We wouldn't be rushing to go and to spend millions of dollars on trying to find a vaccine for some virus. No, we'd be spending millions of dollars and producing more Bibles so people could understand that these words are true. And by faith, we have life and we are saved and we have every hope and future. 2 Corinthians verse 5 and 7 says, for we live by faith, not by sight. Matthew 19:26 says, Yeshua looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. Isaiah 65:24 says, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. Who will he answer? Who will he hear? The faithful ones. We must speak to Yahweh in prayer, and we must lift up our voices to him and be thankful for all the great stuff he's given us. It was by faith that the walls of Jericho fell down, as it talks about in Hebrews 11. It was by faith that so many things happened and continue to happen. The faith and the hope that come together are entwined. The faith and the hope. Whenever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. Matthew 21:22. To trust in Yahweh and do not rely on your own understanding. The faith. Confidently being faithful. Hallelujah. So we look at that. We look at Job in 13:15 says, though he slay me, yet I will hope in him. I surely will defend his ways to his my ways to his face. Hallelujah. By faith. And we look at that, the hope that he gives us because of this gift of faith. It says, hope produces joy and happiness in Psalms 146. Hope produces joy and happiness. How many of you are living a life of joy and happiness? God will strengthen the hearts of those who have hope in him, Psalms 31. How many of you have that hope in him? He'll strengthen your heart because your hope is in Yahweh. He's shown us these things. He's given us his words. He's given us the ingredient of how to make this happen. Psalms 147 verse 10-11 says, Yahweh takes pleasure in those who hope in his mercy. Hallelujah. And Wisdom 23:17-18 says, since there is a hereafter, our hope will not be cut off. We must trust him. Lamentations 3:25-26, Yahweh is good to all those whose hope is in him, whose hope is in him. And that's why I sing, all my hope is in Yahshua. a hope is laid for us in the wonderful heavens that are coming. Colossians 1:3-4. Hope is the eternal life is based on Yahweh's promise, and Yahweh cannot lie. The Bible is given to us to give us hope in the words of Yeshua. And Yeshua is our hope. Yeshua is our hope. And it talked about that all over Scripture. He's our hope. He's our life. He's our everything. So we need that faith and believing. Suffering leads to true hope, which will not disappoint. Romans 5:3-5. Yahweh takes pleasure in those who hope in his mercy. Psalms 147:10-11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says in Psalms 33:17-22, earthly things are a vain hope for safety. Yahweh watches over those who hope in his mercy. Yahweh is good to all those whose hope in him. Lamentations 3:25-26. That's what the hope does for us. It purifies us. That's what it does. It purifies us and it changes us. And that's what we have to have faith and believe. That's what we have to believe. It says the one who hopes in Yahweh will not fear when danger comes, nor be anxious during hard times. Jeremiah 17:17-8. Hope makes us bold. Hope is an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Hebrews 6:17-20. That's what we need to understand. God will strengthen our hearts of those who hope in him. Do you hope in him? Do you hope in him? Are we eagerly waiting for Yeshua in our new bodies and help us stand for Yahweh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for the greatness that you give us. Hallelujah means praise Yahweh for this wonderful gift that he's given us in faith and hope. And I pray that every one of you can experience the joy and the peace that comes along even in the valleys and in the mountaintops and wherever we are, that comes along only with the hope and the faith in a wonderful Messiah and what he's done for us. And that's why I carry on every day and I do this with joy. With joy, I can get up and share his holy words because they offer hope and peace. And there was a time I didn't see this, I didn't understand this, and I put my hope and my belief in man and money and everything else here. But when I found out that Yeshua died and rose again and it was a real story, I believe. And I have that faith and I hope. And I spend every single day in the Word because this Word is hope and faith. And I pray you do as well. All right, everybody, that's the message for today. Yahweh be with you all. And may you have hope and faith and joy and peace. Shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, this is Sherry. Prayer and Share is coming up soon, and I'm excited to be taking your calls and speaking with you again. Did you know you are an integral part of our support? Beginning March 16th and continuing through the 27th, you will be able to stand with us in prayer and financial support. Please begin to pray how you can help WCNO spread the good news of Jesus through our programs and music. Won't you consider making that call? 772-221-1100.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
This is Karen Hubbard. On Monday, March 16th, we begin our spring prayer and share, where we will once again ask you, our listeners, for your financial support to keep WCNO on the air for the next 6 months. Every gift you make is used to further the gospel of Jesus Christ. To pledge or donate, please visit WCNO.com or call us at 772-221-1100. And thank you for your continued support of WCNO 89.9 FM.